This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day to all the beautiful listeners to the station of hope, station of encouragement, station of love. My name is Abram Manuel. I'm an overseer of Omega Harvest Ministry. I reside in Makassar, Helderberg. What an honor today to come to you where you are and speak to you on my series, My Assignment, My Destiny. Today, I would like to share with you on the subject, an act most people and leaders hate. And that I call the waiting. Waiting can be a challenge and transformative experience. It can be challenging and transformative experience. Just waiting. Minor prophet Habakkuk chapter 2. And you read from 1 till 3. This is what the Lord spoke to him. And this is what happened. He said, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch and see what he will say to me and what I will answer when he corrected me. And this is what the Lord said to the prophet Habakkuk. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Though it tarries, the scripture said, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk teaches us and teaches us, our leaders, about the waiting. And he said that people must learn to cherish the waiting time before they get their answers. And that is not easy. And we don't really appreciate that, as to wait. Now, he said that the vision is here. He said, write the vision down and make it plain on tablets. But he said, even though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That is a promise that God gave to the prophet. In Habakkuk chapter 1, the prophet is positioned to watch and see. In chapter 2, he is positioned to stand and see. In chapter 3, he is positioned to kneel and see. God declares 5 vows to Habakkuk in the second chapter of his book, describing his intense displeasure with his people. Yet if God is a sovereign reigning over everything, then why doesn't he use his leaders or his people to bring about justice immediately? And that's how he answered. Or let me rather say, the answer appears to be this. While Habakkuk waited, God did a wonderful work in his heart. God prepared him in the waiting period. And that's why it was important that the Lord comfort him and give him the assurance in the last part of verse 3. He said, "Thou it tarries. Thou it tarries. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." And so, as he were waiting, God did a wonderful work in his heart. Before God leads the world, he first wants to lead his leaders, his people, before it goes out there. So, meaning that God prepare you in the waiting period. And then we ask ourselves, Lord, how long? And sometimes waiting period can be very extensive. It can be one day. It can be 2 days. It can be weeks. It can be months. It depends on how urgent your request is. But God, you don't find God in time. God is outside of time. God functions outside of time. He put us in time. And so he wants Habakkuk to wait. He said, it will come on my time, in his time. Habakkuk learned at least a couple of lessons. And one of these are, not everything that happens conforms to God's will and wishes. The second thing is, nothing that happens get overlooked by God. Isn't that powerful? Nothing that happens get overlooked by God. You may go through something and you're in the waiting period and you said, Lord, when? How long? Let me encourage you. Nothing that happens get overlooked by God. Everything that happens will ultimately be addressed by justice. Nothing that happens should distract us from continuing to respond faithfully to God. I want to admonish you. God's timing is perfect. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Not your brother's strength, not somebody else. Ye that wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. God knew what you can handle and what you cannot. That's why I said, what I promised to you, it will come to pass. But first, you have to wait on it. And that is where the challenge is. But Isaiah encouraged us, he that wait for the Lord, the promise of the Lord, shall renew their strength. The second thing I wanted to share with you is, waiting on God brings hope. Psalms 130, from verse 5 to 6. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I hope. Oh, I hope. I hope in him. God's delays are not denials. Many a times we sit in that position. We said to ourselves, the delay, am I denied? No, God's delays are not God's denials. Habakkuk chapter 2 and 3. For still the vision awaits his appointed time. It's never denial from God. So let us wait. Let us wait. The act that most people or leaders hate, wait on the Lord. Why? because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. And that day, you will be the witness. May the God of the heavens help us to wait on Him, because God answers on His word. The Lord bless you. Have an awesome, wonderful week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.